This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello. Great to be with you, as always, right?
That's
I always
right.
say that because I'm really happy to be with you.
And this is always the part of the program that we kind of steal for ourselves to slip in a little promo about how to support Catholic Radio, because we do need to remind listeners from time to time that Catholic Radio is listener supported. If you're one of our regular listeners, you get to listen every day, and boy, it's free. Just turn your radio on, there it is. You don't have to pay for it. You don't get a bill for it at the end of the month, but somehow we got to pay for it, and that is,
we get bills, right?
We certainly do. And the people aren't bashful about sending us bills, but we are supported mainly by listener support from people just like you who are listening to the radio right now. So if you are one of our regular supporters, thank you very much. We do appreciate that. If you haven't joined our family of donors yet, you can do it really easily, any number of ways, really. If you have access to a computer, the easiest way is just go to Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and you can make a donation there. Or you can just call us here anytime. We're always glad to talk to people. It's 317-870-8400. And something we started, probably 6-7 years ago, maybe. We were kind of late in the ball game. Other people were doing it already, but is taking donations of cars, boats, and RVs and that sort of thing. And I have to admit, when we started it, I thought, okay, well, we'll try it, but no one's ever going to do it.
Jim was skeptical.
I was skeptical. But really, we do get people. And they're not, you know, they're not brand new cars. They're not cars that have a lot of life in them necessarily, but regardless, they don't have to run. We'll come and tow them away. And even at salvage, we can make some money on them. So, I mean, even if we're hauling them away, so to speak, we can make money on them. Or if they have value, we take them to an auction, and they'll be sold at an auction, and Catholic Radio benefits from whatever the car brings in. So you can start that process at our website too, CatholicRadioIndy.org. Over on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a little Donate Your Car button, and that'll get you started. Or call us, and we'll walk you through it, 317-870-8400.
I'll keep that in mind, Jim, because my van's kind of on its last leg, so either I'm going to pass it down to one of my kids, or...
I know the neighbors have been talking about that.
Have you been talking to my neighbors, Jim? In fact, I have a neighbor named Jim, which is kind of funny. So anyway, well, hey, we are going to be talking about a great event coming up towards the end of March, Saturday, March 21st at the Indiana Convention Center. We're going to be talking about the Indiana Catholic Women's Conference, sponsored by the Marion Center of Indianapolis. And today we have in the studio with us our guests, Kathy Denny and Veronica Gaskill of the Marion Center. So welcome. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. And I'll add to that what you just said, that we're also working with the Archdiocese
of Indianapolis, to help that to work it out, right?
They really help us out with a lot. So
well it gets to be such a big project that for an organization the size of Marion Center to do it alone is just about impossible these days.
Yeah, and really we rely on especially Father Beidelman. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you.
Oh, yes.
He helps us so much. So.
Well, now, how long has this event been going on? It's been going on for a while.
Actually, this will be our 15th year.
Wow, just like Catholic Radio, right? So this is our 15th
year. Just about
the
same age. We're 16 now. But
Now, how did it get started? I mean, tell us a little bit about the Marion Center for those people who maybe aren't familiar with it.
Well, the Marion Center started in the 90s, and we just did things like newsletters and things. It was all about evangelization and still is all about evangelization. And at one time, we were centered out in a Marion Center at St. Michael's.
Mm-hmm.
But they needed that room back, and we exited. And at the time, we said, you know, really, we don't even need a place because we gather together to just do these conferences. So that's really that's really where we are now.
So you have a women's conference and a men's conference.
Yes.
The men's conference is what time of the year generally?
Usually the fall.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the women's conference is coming up here.
We're almost always in Lent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that makes mm-hmm. sense. Mm-hmm. So let's see. What's the theme this year? Now, every year there's a different theme,
yes,
right?
That's
so
true.
Tell us about the theme and maybe what it is, what it means, and yes. then maybe how you came up with it.
Okay. I'll tell
Three
you.
Questions, Erin.
Yes. Well, and I'll probably won't answer
That's
them
all right.
correctly.
I'll ask you another one.
Okay. But the theme is actually these words. In this little host is the solution to all the problems of the world. And that came from Pope John Paul II. And I had a picture of it, and it runs on my computer with other pictures, and mm-hmm. I see it often, and he's holding up the host, Christ himself, and saying that, you know, telling people that in this little host is the solution to everything, every problem of the world, every problem in our lives.
It's so true, and really, you know, the Eucharist, I think the Catechism says the Eucharist is the source and summit of our faith.
Yes.
And when you just reflect on that, read that little scripture or that little quote again, it's you just reflect on that, and it's just so meaningful.
So it is, in this little host is the solution to all the problems of the world. And I know, you know, we think that can't be, but it is. It truly is. And because our faith, you know, is centered on the Eucharist, and yet we see those numbers of the people, even Catholics, who do not believe that this really is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, and it is, and we need to take advantage of that. And so we decided this year is the year that we're going to center on the Eucharist.
Well, I can't think of a better topic. I mean, it's really what it's all about. And I do know that, if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Kathy Denny and Veronica Gaskill, and we are talking about the upcoming Indiana Catholic Women's Conference. It's going to be taking place at the Indiana Convention Center downtown on Saturday, March 21st. I might as well go ahead and get that
yes.
out. Well, since I did mention that, why don't you tell people how they can register?
Okay, well, they can register online, and that would just be the IndianaCatholicWomen.com or the Marion Center, and that'll lead you. So either way, you can put in the Indianapolis, the Marion Center of Indianapolis, or just the IndianaCatholicWomen.com.
And even, I think I've even found it if I just go to Google and, you know, because I could, maybe couldn't remember those other two ways.
Yeah.
You know, just go to Google and say, you know, the Indiana Catholic Women's Conference
yes.
In Indianapolis, and it'll come right up. Now, let's talk about, there's a lot that goes into planning something like this. I know you wanted to talk about the women who are group leaders. What's a group leader and how does that work exactly? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, we have one woman who really handles that for us. Her name's Marilyn Ross. She's great. She works actually at the Catholic Center, but she gets she stays in contact with all these women who head up getting this into their bulletins, getting women to sign up together. For one thing, they save money.
Mm-hmm.
If they sign up as a group, and
mm-hmm.
a group can be 10, you know, and some of our groups have been 55.
Wow.
That's a great number, isn't it?
And, you know, there's a lot of women that, you know, have been part of a Christ Renews, or maybe they're at a parish women's group. And I know that there's a women's group at St. Elizabeth Seton that's now also at St. Louis called The Awaken. And it's a huge group. And so
I've heard of
yeah,
that.
It's really
yeah.
good. I have to give you some more information
yeah.
about that, because that's a really yeah. fun women's group. But any one of these women's group can come together as a group and get the group rate,
exactly.
right? Which is what,
45 for if you're a group. If not, an individual is $50 until March the 9th, and then that goes up.
So right now,
$5.
If you register mm-hmm. now, before
yeah.
the 9th?
Yes. The
you get the early
March.
Bird prize.
That's right.
So that's, and plus you reserve your seat too.
And you get with that, you know, your lunch, a beautiful lunch, a nice lunch. So it's just, it's to their advantage to sign up earlier. And really, you can call your parish office or call the Marion Center and ask if there is a group that is formed already in your parish, because there's many, many parishes where that is the case.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because mm-hmm. then you can call, say, hey, is a group coming from my parish?
Yes.
And then if there is, then you can get in on that group and get the group rate.
And also you could get in on some carpooling, because it's never a great price anywhere to park downtown.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
If you come with two or three women, you're gonna be so much happier with the parking rate. So, but there is a parking garage on Maryland, right across from the convention center, that usually has the best prices, and it's the government building, and they don't work on Saturday, so a lot of times you'll have a better option there.
You know, I actually used to park in there when I worked at the Senate across the street back in the day, and then I got a better parking spot right on the tarmac there. That was nice. But so when you're planning a women's conference, as you have for so many years now, what do you have in mind in terms of providing for those who are going to be coming to the conference? Do you try to address like problems in the culture? Do you try to come up with things that will really equip them spiritually? I mean, is there anything in that you kind of have a certain mindset of what you're trying to bring the ladies that'll be coming to this conference in the planning phase?
Yes. I mean, that's our main objective. So because we are out here in this same world, mm-hmm. and we see the turmoil in the world, in the church, right now. Yes, and just like I had mentioned earlier, the fact that Catholics don't really believe that what they're receiving is truly Christ. We just need to stick together, and you know, this day is for them. It's for all of us. And I leave with the same happiness that a lot of the women tell me as they walk out. So
now the men's conference has the interesting umbrella title, Lions Breathing Fire.
That's right.
Is that how you want the women to leave as well?
Women are already breathing fire.
That's pretty funny, Jim.
But that's a great title, and they got that from Monsignor Moran. Mm-hmm. He just told him, this is the name, and I thought, I wish he would have named ours, but he didn't. So,
well, each year you come up with a beautiful theme, and I think it really kind of draws the people into kind of what they're going to get. And this year it's really the Eucharist. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how you can join and come to the women's conference, right? I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy. You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a voice for the church that's seldom heard in our chaotic world. We're confirmation for the strong of faith and encouragement and answers for those in doubt. We're there to rejoice with your triumphs and to be a voice of consolation through the dark times. We're a voice for vocations and proudly pro-life. We are Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Have you been married and have since divorced? Do you think your marital status prevents you from coming to church? Most Catholics and non-Catholics unfortunately have a lot of misconceptions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Pope Francis has recently encouraged all people with questions about marriage to make an appointment and talk with their parish priest. As Catholic priests, we look forward to the opportunity to help you on your journey through life. Please make an appointment to speak with the priest today. We are and will always be here for you.
Listening to this radio was really like the jump start of me getting to know Jesus.
This is the station that led me to Christ.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio. We're actually behaving right now, aren't we? Because we've got two wonderful women in here with us, keeping us in line, Kathy Denny and Veronica Gaskell, and they are
And we've been talking to Kathy most of the time.
Yeah, Veronica's
her silent partner.
Yeah, she's she's here to tell us about the Indiana Women's Conference. Well, we mentioned just something while we were at the break off air about there's vendors. Tell us about that, Veronica.
Right. Well, we have vendors this year. We have just over 20.
Is this a new thing?
No, we have them every year, okay. But I don't think we really talk about it. We always talk about our speakers and the sacraments and all that, but vendors are really an important part.
Yeah.
And
if you're going to have a women's conference, there's got to be a little bit of shopping,
yes,
right? Why not?
Yes. As our the woman that promotes the conference in our parish, she calls it, come and have a spiritual spa.
True.
Wow.
Good idea.
So as you're coming to your spiritual spa, if you go to retreat, do you not go to the Catholic bookstore or whatever they have? They always have something. So we have our vendors. So we have several bookstores. We have vendors that make their own crafts at home and bring them, or they have their own little businesses. And then we also have Catholic ministries that come in. And I think those vendors are awesome in the fact that it's giving us an opportunity to see all the wonderful things that our church is doing in very small ways or large ways. But it's not necessarily, oh, I need to volunteer for these. But I think it's edifying to see there's so many things out there that are available to us as Catholic women.
Oh, yeah.
And
Catholic Radio has been and is going to be a vendor this year around. We don't think of ourselves as a vendor. We think more of a professional visitor kind of, because we love to get out and meet and greet people and tell them about Catholic Radio. And at the Women's Conference especially, a lot of the people that come by are listeners to Catholic Radio. Some of them are not. Some of them haven't heard about it, so we're glad to tell them about it. So, and the other vendors there are always kind of friendly, and at any kind of a conference like that, sometimes you can learn lots just by talking to the various vendors about what's going on in the area and that sort of thing.
That exactly.
Right. Well, there are actually some unique speakers, and the one that really kind of caught my eye was this the priest, Father Pio. How do you say his name? Father
Francesco. Mandetto.
Mandetto. What's his kind of claim to fame?
Yeah.
He has an interesting story.
He really is. He's in himself, he's interesting. He's a Franciscan hermit of St. Joseph in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
But he was born and raised in the town that Padre Pio, St. Pio, was born in. In fact, Padre Pio was a spiritual guide to his mother and named him. He said, name him Pio. She didn't know at that time she'd have a boy, but, and so he did, and he received his first communion from him, and before they moved to the United States, and so they have given him a glove of Saint Pio, where the stigmata was always he wore gloves even through mass, and so he has told us that he will bless every woman at the conference with the glove of Saint Padre Pio.
Wow.
Very exciting.
Can you imagine if your mother had the spiritual director of Saint Padre Pio, and then you're the son,
yes,
receiving all that? I mean, think about
that.
And
he said, you know, he feels him guiding him still. And so I told the women last time I got up at the microphone just to say, guess who's coming next year? Padre Pio. Because fact, he is.
That's really neat.
Yeah. So now, we're excited about him. He's a wonderful holy man.
Now, do you know what he's going to be talking about? Has his talk been determined? Because I know sometimes when you have speakers, maybe you give them a talk, a topic, and sometimes they say, well, I want to talk about this. Do you know what his talk is going to be?
He wanted, just like St. Pio, he wanted to talk about Our Lady.
Okay.
And
can't go wrong there.
No. And he said, and I said, and then for your second talk, he didn't know. But I said, maybe you would center on the Eucharist. And he said, yes, absolutely. He said, but you know, they're all combined.
True.
And, you know,
that's true.
So But anyway, so he will be speaking twice. So.
Okay, now you also have a couple women speakers. Tell us about them.
We do. We have Gina Bauer, and she is really a dynamo. She's from the St. Paul, Minneapolis area. She does parish missions all over the United States. She does retreats for seminarians, has done things through Steubenville. And so I did ask her, we did decide that it would be wonderful if she would do the letter to the family from St. John Paul.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So she's going to really talk on that. So
well, that's interesting. And, you know, we all need to work on our domestic church and, you know, figure out how we can better serve, you know, our family members there, no matter, you know, whether it's our spouse, our children, our parents, or
yes,
extended family.
Exactly.
You know, everybody's got, is connected to family somehow, and everyone has a role to strengthen that. So what a great topic. And that's a good thing to delve into, the letter on the family.
That's
so,
what we thought.
Yeah.
It might get people to really, so we're going to have some copies of that there that they can take home.
Oh, nice. Now, what about Annie Cato?
Annie Carto.
I said that wrong.
Yeah.
Tell us about her.
She's a friend here to Catholic Radio.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And she's been with us maybe 4 or 5 times through the last 15. But she's coming again. Annie is an apostle of the Eucharist and Divine Mercy, and that comes out of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, the Divine Mercy Center. And she is a lay apostolate. So she fits right in here.
Absolutely.
Is she going to sing? I mean, she's
a
musician,
She'll do all our music, but she's also a speaker.
Okay.
And will talk.
Annie has the most beautiful voice. When I first met, the very first time I ever met her, I hadn't met her before. This was when we were over in the pyramids over there.
Uh-huh.
And Kathy brought Annie in. And Annie had written a new song that she wanted to dedicate to Mother Angelica and EWTN. It's called Into the Air.
Uh-huh, and I think I've heard
it. She had written it, and the music had been written to it, but she had not been to the studio to actually put it all together. And so she asked if we could do that, and I told her, well, we're really not equipped to doing that. But somehow in our little studio over there, we downloaded the music from the producer who had it recorded somewhere, and she had never heard it before. And Annie put on a pair of headphones and in our studio sang the over the track that they sent. And it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
And she needed a piece to send to EWTN by a particular time for a particular event that was coming up. And that served it and was made right in our Catholic radio studio.
We're not just a radio station, right, Jim? That's getting to be our tagline. You know, we're not just a radio station.
No.
So, tell us a little bit about what else happens. You know, what can women expect when they come to this? If someone listening is a first time goer to this event, obviously they need to register. But what can they expect when they come?
Well, they're going to have the opportunity to hear these wonderful speakers.
Yes,
they have the opportunity for confession. We'll have Holy Mass. Eucharistic adoration throughout most of the day. They'll have a lovely lunch. They'll have fellowship.
And a little shopping, right?
And a little shopping with it. And it's, you know, we've talked before, it's a beautiful time that doesn't encompass an entire weekend.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's a one-day conference,
it's
right?
It's one day, and it's just such a gift to yourself. And then it ends up being a gift to your family and even your friends, you know, that you've taken this time away just to, really it's for yourself, but it's for yourself and many, you know, in your life. And it is, I think the beautiful thing, if you're a young woman and you have a big family, I think your husband or somebody that loves you could watch the kids for that one day.
Sure.
Whereas to get somebody for a weekend, it'd be very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not something that's an ongoing commitment either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, and I don't know too much about, you know, many of the different organizations, but you know, you have this and then this weekend, then you have, this isn't, this is a one time. And we've just heard where, you know, women come away and they are so grateful that they did it, because it might be difficult to do all of a sudden, you know, to make sure you've got somebody to take care of the children or, you know, whatever needs you have, you know. And it just ends up being a beautiful, beautiful day. And
it's for women, but how old is too old and how old is too young?
Well, really, there really isn't too young. A lady just wrote me the other day and said, can my 12-year-old daughter come? She really wants to come. I said, absolutely. Yeah. Just yes. So, and it's, you can't be too old.
I'm guessing you have a lot of mothers and daughters or sisters
friends. We do. Sign up together and come together. Mm-hmm. And babies, it's really a nice day.
Right. And babies are welcome too. Women can bring their babies. We never have a problem with that.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So, no cost to the baby.
Yeah. And one more thing we forgot to mention. We have a local celebrity, right? Priest who's going to be there. Monsignor, right? Who's that?
Monsignor Joseph Shadle. Again, a friend of the Marion Center.
Yes.
And he's going to do Mass for us. And so we're really grateful.
And a friend of Catholic Radio.
Yeah, he's a friend of Catholic Radio.
That's true. Sister Diane is our MC.
Oh, okay. Very good.
And so I had to go through her to get Monsignor. But we're so grateful.
Well, Monsignor's great. He'll be doing the Mass.
Is that
what you said?
And the homily.
Yeah. And that's so awesome. I mean, who doesn't love Monsignor Shadle?
I mean,
he's awesome. So.
Okay.
Now, are you in need of any volunteers to help put the program on?
This year we're set, but anybody can volunteer. And assuming that God wants another year, we'll definitely use them. So.
So again, how can people register? Give us the website or give us the ways to register.
Okay, so the website is IndianaCatholicWomen.com or the Marion Center of Indianapolis, and that will lead you. It'll say women's and men's conferences, and it'll lead you through. And also look in your bulletins, because very often your parish has a group already coming. And they'd be glad to have you join and save a little money.
So it's MarionCenterOfIndianapolis.com. It's .com, right?
Yes.
Okay. So MarionCenterOfIndianapolis.com. The event is Saturday, March 21st. So you want to get the early bird special, right? Before March 9th. But you can register up until when?
Usually we cut off on the Wednesday before the conference.
Okay. So you got to get in there pretty soon. So, this is really exciting. It sounds like you got a great day planned.
We do.
And, you'll see Catholic Radio there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kathy Denny and Veronica Gaskill, thank you so much for being with us today to talk about the Indiana Catholic Women's Conference coming up on March 21st. Thanks so much.
Thank you
for your hospitality.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Bridget.
God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.